In response to the United States' new tariff regime, South Korea has unveiled an ambitious $25 billion plan to assist industries facing the brunt of the trade war, including the semiconductor sector, which is one of the hardest hit. The announcement, made by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, is part of the country's broader effort to safeguard key industries, with particular emphasis on semiconductors and export-oriented businesses. The plan was revealed after a series of high-level meetings led by Choi Sang-mok, South Korea's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Finance, who discussed strategies to mitigate the impact of the U.S. tariffs. Key components of South Korea's $25 billion plan. South Korea's comprehensive tariff softening plan includes several measures to protect domestic industries and bolster innovation in response to U.S. tariffs, which have recently been increased. These measures focus on the semiconductor sector, a crucial industry for South Korea, as well as broader strategies for industry sustainability and competitiveness. Here's how the funds are allocated: $17.5 billion to support companies that are facing damages due to tariffs or dealing with export crises. This fund will provide direct assistance to industries such as automobiles, electronics, and chemicals, which are highly exposed to U.S. tariffs. $7 billion in subsidies for the semiconductor industry, bringing the total support for the sector to $23 billion. This includes direct investments in R&D, innovation, and infrastructure improvements. $2.1 billion in low-interest loans for semiconductor companies. This will help local companies to access capital for upgrading technologies and scaling operations in light of trade challenges. Mini fabs. To promote domestic chip design innovation, South Korea will construct mini fabs, or smaller semiconductor fabrication plants. These mini fabs will provide demo equipment that allows fabless chip companies to quickly prototype and accelerate their designs, simulating real-world manufacturing environments. The importance of mini fabs for South Korea's semiconductor strategy. A key part of the new initiative is the creation of mini fabs, which are expected to play a vital role in the country's push for semiconductor innovation. These mini fabs will serve as research and development hubs for semiconductor companies, helping them experiment with chip designs and prototypes before moving to full-scale production. By providing demo equipment and offering dedicated spaces for R&D, South Korea aims to foster collaboration between domestic and international companies, boosting the country's status as a leader in the semiconductor industry. The creation of these mini fabs comes as part of the broader effort to establish a K-Semiconductor Technology Innovation Platform, modeled after the Inter-University Microelectronics Center in Belgium, which is renowned for its contributions to semiconductor R&D. This focus on domestic innovation is designed to ensure that South Korea remains competitive in an increasingly complex global semiconductor market, especially as it faces the challenges posed by the U.S.'s tariff policies. Tariff impacts and the ongoing trade tensions. The U.S.'s new reciprocal tariff regime has placed significant pressure on South Korean industries. Under this policy, South Korean exports, particularly semiconductors and vehicles, now face a 25% tariff when entering the U.S. market. These tariffs are part of a broader trade dispute between the U.S. and various countries, with the current pause in the tariff escalation set to expire in early July 2025. South Korea's response to this new tariff policy includes increased support for industries that depend heavily on exports to the U.S., such as semiconductors and automotive manufacturing. With semiconductors accounting for a significant portion of South Korean exports, the government has doubled down on supporting the sector to ensure its continued growth and global competitiveness. A stronger focus on rare earth recycling. In addition to the $25 billion economic package, South Korea has also launched a rare earth recycling initiative to secure a more sustainable supply of critical materials needed by its semiconductor and battery industries. Given that China controls much of the world's rare earth supply and has imposed restrictions on sales to the U.S., South Korea is taking steps to ensure that it can recycle and repurpose materials that are essential.